After 2 days of passionate debate in Parliament, New South Wales is one step closer to decriminalising abortions. The bill to remove the procedure from the Criminal Code passed the New South Wales Lower House overnight. Isabel Rowe reports.
The result of the division is 59 ayes, 31 noes. I declare the motion passed and the bill passed.
Just before 11 o'clock last night, after hours of debate, it was one hurdle down for the contentious bill, and then it was off to bed.
The House now stands adjourned until Tuesday, 20 August 2019.
Reproductive Healthcare Reform Bill removes abortions from the Criminal Code and controls them under health legislation. The original bill allowed for access to an abortion in the first 22 weeks of pregnancy, and beyond that, women must have the termination approved by two doctors. But the bill will go to the Upper House with some new amendments passed overnight. A change proposed by Attorney General Mark Speakman will require women to provide informed consent to an abortion.
None of this is to impede choice. None of this is to insult medical practitioners or to interfere with what they may be doing at the moment, but simply to recognise how fundamental consent is.
Legal Director at the Human Rights Law Centre, Edwina McDonald, isn't sure what gaining informed consent will actually mean.
We'd say that this amendment isn't necessary because that's what a doctor does every time. They're talking to a patient before undertaking a procedure.
Does it add any extra procedure or paperwork for the doctor if it's something they're already doing?
Look, at this stage, I'd say it's unclear.
Another amendment, which passed, will require a doctor to consider discussing counselling with the woman. And late-term abortions will have to be performed in public hospitals, an amendment put forward by Nationals MP Leslie Williams.
Terminations at more than 22 weeks may only be performed at public hospitals or other health facilities approved by the Secretary of Health.
Edwina McDonald says the overnight additions hadn't been endorsed by women's medical groups.
Things were moving really quickly yesterday. There were different drafts of amendments flying around. I think there was some consultation with the different groups. As far as I'm aware, none of the amendments were publicly endorsed by any of those groups.
Other amendments fell over. Liberal MP Tanya Davies failed to introduce restrictions at 20 weeks rather than 22 weeks. And Health Minister Brad Hazzard was one of 53 MPs who knocked back attempts to allow conscientious objectors the right to refuse to refer a woman to another doctor.
There's absolutely no reason for this amendment. I'm sorry, but this one is just over the top. We've already had a very lengthy debate about conscientious objection.
The bill split the Liberals. Two-thirds voted against the legislation, despite Premier Gladys Berejiklian voting for it. It was the Nationals and Labor which got the bill over the line. It moves to the Upper House in 2 weeks' time.
Isabel Rowe reporting.